Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Taste of Dublin starts tomorrow in Merrion Square. It's a chance for people to sample all sorts of cuisine, including food that is grown and made right here in Ireland. The body, which represents many food producers, Love Irish Food, has conducted a poll of its members, a barometer as well, and it found that wage inflation and retaining staff were the two biggest threats facing the sector. Despite that, 70% remained confident about the future of the food sector. And Conor Kilduff is Executive Director of Love Irish Food. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Remind us who your members are in Love Irish Food.
So in Love Irish Food, we have today a little over 100 members with 130 brands, and they represent a really good representative sample of the food industry in Ireland, which is a phenomenal industry. We have about half of our members are small, so small members, about a quarter are medium-sized, and then a quarter are very large brands.
So would that also include kind of vegetable growers, but also dairy farmers and pig producers?
Yeah. So we do have a number of pig producers. We do have a number in the chicken area. Mm. We have a number of salad producers, so somebody like McCormick Salads, somebody like Keeling's Fruit, and then we have classically branded products that you know and love in your retail stores.
Yeah. Okay. And you've carried out a poll, this barometer,
yes.
And it says that wages and the cost of employing people is the biggest worry for food producers.
Yeah, so it's interesting. When we've done this survey now for about 8 years now, and that is done in conjunction with Bank of Ireland. So they sponsor it and help us do the process. We cover five areas. So we ask questions around growth, so confidence and growth in their business. We ask questions around the threats that they see coming up, where investment and investment decisions, the markets that they're trying to operate in and where they can win and what they're focusing on, and finally, their agenda on sustainability. And so within that, what I found interesting this year is because I expected there to be some negativity.
Okay.
And what is interesting is that on a macro level, there is a less confidence. So our confidence numbers about the macro environment have reduced quite a lot in that year. But what's very interesting is people's view on the growth of their own business has remained really solid and stable, with almost all saying they expect their businesses to grow in the next.
So glass half full when it comes to the environment that they can control, or
yes,
at least work on, and a little bit nervous about the environment that they cannot control.
Yeah, and also what's remarkable is a resilience in there that said, if I can't control a particular element, well, I'll just put time and effort into other parts of the business in order to make that grow.
Okay.
When we look at, you know, the threats and where they see those issues, you're right, cost pressure is one of the pieces that they're concerned about.
Minimum wage, holiday pay, sickness pay, that kind of stuff?
Yes, and also input costs.
Okay.
So they've, you know, that has been a...
Fertilizer, for example?
Exactly. That has been a major change in the industry. You know, so in the food industry between sort of 2010, 2011 and 2020, actually there was food deflation. Interestingly, in an inflationary environment, there was food deflation over that period of 10 years. So post-COVID and Ukraine
shock...
There was
food inflation.
There has been significant food inflation. And it came as a shock to the food industry in terms of the input cost that came, which were phenomenal and significant, the energy cost.
Yeah.
And then obviously the employment cost has been increasing all of that time, but it didn't wane. It continued to grow.
Can I ask you to translate something for me?
Yeah.
Your survey says 2/3 of food and beverage businesses are now focused on streamlining and enhancing their operational performance. What's that in English?
What's that in English? Actually, they're going to spend money on efficiency. So they've recognised this cost pressure that's coming their way. And actually, if you look at how do they sustain their businesses long term and make them competitive, they're going to invest in efficiency.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they're going to trim the fat.
Yeah, but also look at cheaper ways to manufacture, better productivity, all of those things in order to make sure that they can compete.
Okay. Now, Irish consumers are paying a fortune not just for Irish food, but for all food, especially in the last three or so years.
Yeah.
Could it be that your members might be overcharging or profiteering from the surge in inflation 3 years ago?
No, that's not our experience. But because that deflationary environment that was there for such a long period of time, we all got used to actually not putting the prices up and being able to, with productivity, being able to enhance that the competitiveness of what we were doing. Mm. So it came as a huge surprise. And there are so many stories of so many of our members who look at an energy cost bill that suddenly went four times what it had been.
Yeah.
And how do you cope? You go from a
You got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, and you go from a relatively well-run, well-managed business to suddenly your P&L doesn't work because of this level of cost in both input cost, energy, and then obviously labour cost. But labour cost has been increasing over many years, and businesses have been able to find a way to make the productivity cover those costs.
Mm.
But that came to a sudden, shocking end.
Quite a few food producers would need people on the minimum wage to pick vegetables, for example,
yes,
in certain parts of the season.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there an issue getting staff and retaining staff?
Significant issue getting staff. I mean, particularly in the farming sector, when you're talking about picking, that's a particular time of the year when you need a lot more staff,
yeah,
and they're hard to come by. So staff shortage is always an issue. And I don't think the demand for that living wage is going to change anytime soon, Joe. So there will always be a cost pressure there, I think.
And there's also sustainability being demanded by Irish consumers. You heard my chat with Conal McQuillan.
Yeah, it's very interesting. On the sustainability journey, 95% of our members talk about having a really solid sustainability plan now in place. And what has changed in the last year, there has been more than a doubling of the surveyed businesses saying that they have a time-bound emissions target now. So 32% of our members are saying they have a carbon emissions target in mm-hmm. place. And that's really interesting. There's a maturity
hopefully
around the answers.
Stick to it.
I hope so. I mean, I think it's incumbent on all of us in the economy to do as much as we can about that. Yeah. I also think what's interesting is there's a very mature reflection on sustainability. We need it. We need to have it in place. We don't see within the survey that we're going to save money on moving towards sustainability. And we don't see that there's a major competitive advantage of doing it. We just know it has to be done. And there's a very mature...
Which is rare enough.
Yeah.
Conor, best of luck with that and enjoy the festival. And I know you're heading down to Killarney this weekend. That's Conor Kilduff, Executive Director of Love Irish.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.